भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 6, entitled Prahlad instructs his demoniac schoolmates. Text number 19. Please repeat. Nahi achyutam prinayato. Nahi achyutam prinayato. Bahu ayasho suratmaja. Bahu ayasho suratmaja. Admatvat sarvabhutanam. Admatvat sarvabhutanam. Siddhatvat iha sarvatha. Siddhatvat iha sarvatha. I'll read along. Nahi achyutam prinayato. Bahu ayasu suratmaja. Admattat sarvabhutanam. Siddhatvat iha sarvata. Devotees. Nahi achyutam prinayato. Bahu ayasho suratmaja. Admatvat sarvabhutanam. Siddhatvat iha sarvataha. Admatvat sarvabhutanam. Siddhatvadi hasarvataha. Nahyachutam prinayato. Matajis. Yachutam prinayato. Bahu ayasho suratmajaha. Admatvat sarvabhutanam. Nahi achyutam prinayato. Bahu ajasu suratmajaha. Sarvabhutanam. Siddhatvat iha sarvataha. Nahi achyuta prinayato. Bahu ajasho suratmaja. Admatvat sarvabhutanam. Siddhatva. Na. Not. He. Indeed. Achyutam. The infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prinayataha. Satisfying. Bahu. Much. Ayasaha. Endeavor. Asuratmaja. O sons of the demons. Admatvat. Because of being intimately related. As a super soul. Sarvabhutanam. Of all living entities. Siddhatvat. Because of being established. Iha. In this world. Sarvataha. In all directions. In all times. And from all angles of vision. Translation. My dear sons of demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, is the original Supersoul, the father of all living entities. Consequently, there are no impediments to pleasing him or worshipping him under any conditions. Whether one be a child or an old man, the relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a fact, and therefore there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord. Please repeat. My dear sons of the demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan is the original Supersoul, the father of all living entities. Consequently, there are no impediments to pleasing him or worshipping him under any conditions, whether one be a child or an old man. The relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a fact, and therefore there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One may ask, quotation, one is certainly very attached to family life, but if one gives up family life to be attached to the service of the Lord, one must undergo the same endeavor and trouble. Therefore, what is the benefit of taking the trouble to engage in the service of the Lord? End of quote. This is not a valid objection. So Prabhupada is making a point here, and he's counter-arguing the statement of the verse. So immediately he defeats the argument. This is not a valid objection. The Lord asserts in Bhagavad Gita 14:4, Sarva Jhoni Sukhante Yamurta Yasambhavanti Ja Tasham Brahma Mahajonir Aham Bija Pradapitaha. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father, the Supreme Lord, Narayana. Sorry. The Supreme Lord, Narayana, is the seed-giving father of all living entities because the living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. Mamaivam so jiva bhuta. As there is no difficulty in establishing the intimate relationship between a father and a son, there is no difficulty in re-establishing the natural, intimate relationship between Narayan and the living entities. San swalpam api asya dharma asya trayato mahato bhayat. Srila Prabhupada is quoting here different verses of Bhagavad Gita. He doesn't put the reference, but as we know, there are these very well-known verses, important verses. The translation of this is, if one performs even very slight devotional service, Narayan is always ready to save one from the greatest danger. The definite example is Ajamil. Ajamil separated himself from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing many sinful activities and was condemned by Jamaraj to be very severely punished. But because at the time of death he chanted the name of Narayan, although he was calling not for the Supreme Lord Narayan, but for his son named Narayan, he was saved from the hands of Jamaraj. Therefore, pleasing Narayan does not require as much endeavor as pleasing one's family, community, and nation. We have seen important political leaders killed for a slight discrepancy in their behavior. Therefore, pleasing one society, family, community, and nation is extremely difficult. Pleasing Narayan, however, is not at all difficult. It is very easy. One's duty is to revive one's relationship with Narayan. A slight endeavor in this direction will make the attempt successful, whereas one will never be successful in pleasing his so-called family, society, and nation, even if one endeavors to sacrifice his life. This simple endeavor involved in the devotional service of Shravana Kirtana, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord, can make one successful in pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore bestowed his blessings by saying, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. If one wants to derive the actual benefit from this human form, he must take to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sundyavari Paschatyadeshatarine Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 6. Prahlad instructs his demoniac schoolmates. This is an extension, on an elaboration on the aspect of Krishna protecting his devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam, as you know, has different subjects. One of them is protection, poshana. And particularly in the 6th canto, and this is, as I said, an extended explanation of how the Lord does this and why the Lord protects a devotee. Right? So there are many important points, but we don't have time to, explain or elaborate on so many of these points. Practically every word has so much meaning. A few things we can point at. Here in the Sanskrit, you can see the word achutam, right? Krishna, just like in the Bhagavad Gita, there are so many names given to the Lord. Right? So achutam in this case, it's used to address that quality of the Lord. What does achuta mean? He's infallible. What does that mean? Infallible, the literal sense that cannot fall. But in general, we can understand that infallible refers to the fact that he's someone who does not let us down. Right? When you have a good friend, right? And then the person is always there for you. Right? We use those kind of expressions. Don't let me down. Right? Don't fail me. Right? You're always there for me. So the Lord is addressed in that context, in this text by Prahlad Maharaj. He's someone who never fails. He never fails to do the best for us. Now, Srila Prabhupada brings home in his purport something quite direct. What he's saying is that devotional service is easy, right? I don't know if we agree with that. Do we? Is it easy?
It's easy. Actually, Prabhupada in his purports in the Bhagavad Gita, sometimes he says it's easy and sometimes he says it's difficult. Like that. So, take some subtlety to peel these explanations. So Prabhupada's statement here is emphatic about devotional service is easy. That's his statement, that his premise. He opens up with that. Devotional service is easy. And it is easy or easier, right, than other occupations. Pleasing the Lord is easy, easier than pleasing, what was it? Family, community, nation. That's the words. It's very difficult, he says. Very nice purport, very concise, very potent. Easier than pleasing one's family, pleasing one nation, or one community. Right? This is very important. So let's keep this clearly present in our discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotional service is easy. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. So, yes, it's easy. So let's analyze when it's easy, because sometimes it's difficult. Or am I alone in this? Right? Sometimes we have the experience that it's difficult. I mean, many interesting things we may say about, I mean, Prabhupada said about this. Prabhupada said, simple for the simple and crooked for the crook. So it's simple as long as we are simple. What does it mean, simple? Prabhupada one time was asked, what does it mean, simple? And Prabhupada said, here is Radha and Krishna. That's simple. Here is Radha and Krishna, you serve him. That's simple. Right? And we know what we're talking about. Sometimes it is simple, sometimes it becomes complicated. But who can tell me how many times Prabhupada used the word difficult or difficulty here? Everybody was half awake. Many times. Let's just leave it there. A few times. 4 or 5 times. But he emphasized the point again and again. It is simple. It is not difficult. It is easy. It is easier. That's Prabhupada's point. Again and again and again. Right? So, how come is it that I'm just going to start totally from the other angle. My premise, it is difficult. Because for me, it's difficult. It still is difficult. So why is it difficult? You should wake up earlier, Prabhu. You should chant more, Prabhu. You surrender to the authority. You should eat less. Read more. Preach more. So many, I know that you can solve my problems in no time. Less than what Bhagavatam class takes. I know. The thing is that we heard these instructions so many times. So many times. Hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of times. You can just randomly open any book of Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada will give you the answer right there. In any page. Am I right? Yeah. Open any page of Srila Prabhupada's books and Prabhupada will give you the direct answer. Just like a good doctor, right? I have 3 children, so whenever they get sick, those who are fathers or mothers know this. Here Prabhupada is talking about the relationship between father and son. So some of us, we may not be fathers or mothers, but we all are sons and daughters, correct? Yes? Is that an absolute statement? We all are sons or daughters of somebody. And not all of us are fathers or mothers of somebody. At least not yet, or not in this lifetime. We may have been fathers and mothers of other entities in previous lifetimes, but not now, for some. But in my case, when my children will get sick, then I'll be very, very anxious. Very anxious. Extremely anxious. You run around, call people, what to do, where to go, where is a good doctor? Right? Several times, especially in India, especially when they will come for parikram and festival time, etc. Even now that they are grown up, as soon as they get sick, I panic. Not panic, but you know, I get anxious. So, a good doctor is someone that just pretty much by seeing you and doing some testings, he can tell what's your issue. Right? That's the criteria of who a good doctor is. So Srila Prabhupada, throughout his preaching, throughout his teaching, his purports in Srimad Bhagavatam and other books, he explains what is your problem, what is my problem, right? We were recently in London presenting some training courses and things, and someone asked us how to present Bhagavad Gita easier to others. And I gave them the answer that, from what Prabhupada explains, that when you offer people the books, Bhagavad Gita or others, you can tell them that this book is about you. Right? This book is about you. If I interview any of you for a couple hours, and I tell you that I'm going to write a little booklet about your good self, right? And I'm going to maybe make some videos and I prepare a whole documentary about you. Believe me, you will be interested. You will want to know what's in that book, what's in that documentary. You want to know about yourself. I want to know, isn't it? About me. So when we distribute books, when we preach to people, we tell them this knowledge is about you. It's not about some distant god or some sages somewhere up in the mountains or something like that. This knowledge is about you. Right? This is the first part of the Bhagavad Gita, actually, if I can derail a little bit. The first part of the Bhagavad Gita is about you, about us. The middle section is about Krishna. Yes? No? Are we here? And the last bit is about the material world. How can we live with Krishna in these difficult circumstances? So Srimad Bhagavatam is an expansion of this. Srimad Bhagavatam is how many verses the Srimad Bhagavatam has? 1996, something like that. Prabhupada gives the exact number in one of the purports, I remember. You know, Gita has 700 verses exactly. But Prabhupada often says 18,000, but I think it's something a few verses less. The Srimad Bhagavatam is an expanded explanation of how to be a devotee, how to reconnect ourselves with Krishna. That's what it is. So here Prahlad Maharaj is preaching. Now this word, sometimes people don't like this word. Preaching. No, Prabhu, sharing sounds better. Outreach, an elegant way, say, of preaching. But if you research the word preaching in Prabhupada's Vedavase, Prabhupada used preaching all the time. But nowadays, preaching has got some beating around, and people prefer not to use the word. However, Prabhupada used it, so when we are preaching to people, the first preached to, the first person that we preach to is ourselves. Correct. Achar prachar. The first person who's listening what we are saying is ourselves. Or should be ourselves. Right? So the basis of this preaching that Prahlad Maharaj is doing, is giving to his schoolmates, is that it's easy. Right? He's selling the book. Like, who distributes books here? Book distributor? Yeah? Good. Everyone should be a book distributor, Prabhupada says. So those who distribute books, there are many ways to preach, I'm not saying discriminating, but There are many ways to distribute books. There are many things, many ways to contribute to this book distribution. But those of you who distribute books, that is the idea. That we are trying to teach people how to help themselves. Right? Prabhupada explains, God helps those who help themselves. So if you don't know how to help yourself, then how God is going to help you? Yeah? That's the message. Anyone has life-saving experience here? Huh? Any swimmers? In India, I know that swimming is not too popular. People don't swim that much, yeah? Right? But I'll just give you a tip. Since I've been involved in the water for a long time, and maybe lifetimes, fish or something. But the first thing when you're drowning, you know what it is? What you should do? Anybody knows? Deep breath. No. You're drowning, unfortunately, in the Ganges. A few times we had these mishaps and devotees have drowned. And always I had this intention that, oh, if I would have been there, I would have done something, this and that. So we take that opportunity to give a little bit of life-saving tips and see if we can connect them. The first thing that you have to do when you're drowning is two things, they say, the experts. I've been drowning a few times near. You have to raise your hand, right? You raise your hand. That's why we raise both hands, right? We're drowning. And we shout, right? We shout. What do we shout? Help! Simple mantra, one word, one syllable. Help, I'm drowning. Right? That will help a lot, right? I have seen videos of people drowning. I had some training in that. And people generally does the wrong thing, right? They do the wrong thing. But if we do this, we raise our hands and we shout, help. The body will generally shout, Haribol. But rather call help, because then they think that you're just ecstatic, experiencing some symptoms in the Ganga. Ganga can give you pure love of Godhead. So many things. Just shout help. Okay, so disclaimer here. So the first thing is that we call for help. That's the first thing. Right? So we need to learn. And how Prabhupada, what's the last verse, what's the last line of this purport? Huh? Some price. Wish I had some Mahaprasad here. Can I have this? What is the last line of this purport? Those who have no smartphones. Anybody remembers? How Prabhupada concludes beautifully this purport. He puts the, what is called, the cherry on the top of the cake or the ice cream. Let me read it to you. Actually, a couple lines, so the context is there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore, right, we're talking about Krishna consciousness being easier. Remember, I'm not agreeing. I'm in disagreement. Because for me it's very difficult. But let's see what the Acharyas say, what the Supreme Lord said, what Prabhupada says. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore bestowed his blessings by saying, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. And Prabhupada concludes, if one wants to derive the actual benefit from this human form, he must take to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Right? He must take to the, he or she, must take to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So this is how we call for help. We chant and try to get Krishna's attraction. Please accept me. Right? That's what Hare Krishna mantra means. Please engage me. There are different acharyas, different personalities comment on this, on the chanting of the Maha Mantra. You know, you have Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Harinam Chintamani, you have Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and so many great acharyas have commented. And different translations, you may say, or different meanings to the chanting of Hare Krishna have been given. I'm yours, take me, engage me. Prabhupada has a famous purport on the Maha Mantra. So this is the idea, help. Someone asked me recently, which verse is the essence of the Bhagavad Gita? Right? Anybody knows? Which verse of the Bhagavad Gita is the essence? Sometimes you know Prabhupada says this, yes. 926, 927? Yeah? Patram Pushpam, Jat Karoshi? No, not that one. Jat Karoshi, Jarashnoshi? Oh, Manmana Abadvamad Bhakto? 934? 1865? Yeah? Anyone? An auction? 1155? Yeah, Prabhupada in the purpose says. So there are many winners. Devotees are winners. You're right, you're right. Everyone wins. The prize, the award. So, when I was asked this, I told this person that from what Prabhupada said, there's no one verse, right? In fact, I would select maybe three or four verses. So I gave them my reasoning of that. So, we're connecting it with what we're discussing right now. The first verse that I think is essential, often when we do something that's called Gita program in our congregational training, and the Gita program basically encourages people to take to the study of the Bhagavad Gita, right? To take to Krishna consciousness. So the first thing that we have to do is we have to request for help. And where Arjuna does that in the Gita? Chapter 2, text number 7. Karpanyado sobhata sobhava. Yeah? So that's the first one. That's the scene. That's the trailer of the drama. Arjuna is asking for help. If we do not ask for help, what happens? Most probably we drown. Yeah? So Arjuna is asking for help. Then Krishna is giving the solution. Yes, that's the solution, Prabhu, rightly so. Chapter 934 and 1155 pretty much is the same thing. That help should be pure. That help should be without any tinge, should be just for pleasing Krishna. And what's that help? Krishna gives us, why chapter 9 is called the most confidential knowledge? Huh? You know, you all have confidence, I was saying this in our recent preaching tour. So I can say it here. Nobody of those devotees are here. You know, you all have confidential knowledge. You know that? How's it called chapter 9? Most confidential knowledge. Yeah? So you all have confidential knowledge. You know how those confidential knowledge are called? Any confidential? I know you all, we all have some maybe secrets, what they call skeletons in the Armira. We don't want to open up and say it. Passwords. Passwords are your confidential knowledge. Nobody knows them. I mean, supposedly. Right? You have your password. Everybody has their mobile phone, or and then you have the Gmail, and they have the Hotmail, and they have the Facebook, and yeah, password means nobody knows. That's confidential knowledge. But your most confidential knowledge, especially, I mean, many of you are quite sattvic and live a saintly life and perhaps doesn't apply to you. But when I was in London, I'm sure they apply to many people. The most confidential knowledge for some people, and I include myself, is my bank account password. I don't going to give that to anybody, isn't it? I don't want to write it. Whiteboard on the blackboard. It's my confidential, my most confidential knowledge. Why? Because if somebody gets that, it can create havoc. It really has, especially if you have some savings. Right? Isn't it? Right? If you have nothing, oh, then you're very generous. Oh, it's okay, Prabhu. You can have my card, go to the ATM, good luck. If it's working. So Krishna is giving his confidential knowledge, most confidential knowledge. That's his password. How many letters? 5. Bhakti. If we have that, we have Krishna. We have everything. We go to the ATM and we can get an overdose of mercy if we have that. So that's what Krishna is giving us, his help. So we're calling for help, right? Krishna is giving his help. He's teaching us, not only Krishna, but his devotees, how we can become his devotees. And then the question is, you know, those, I said this many times, what, why, and how. We're discussing about something. We know the reasoning why, you know, sambandha, prayoya, videya, all those things. You're pandits and advanced devotees, so I cannot give the two basic things. But how to do that? How to be a devotee? How to surrender to Krishna? Right? Two things, two verses. One, Krishna says at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, surrender unto me, just follow me. Like if you are in jail, right? And somebody comes and he says, don't worry about it, you know? You have committed a serious crime, but hey, I'm an expert lawyer. You know, that's also one of the things that we were saying. We're doing our Gita training. You know, we always call the Lord of the heart. Yeah? Paramatma here. It's mentioned, the Lord of the heart, that's Paramatma. So Krishna acts like the lawyer in the heart. You know, if you have a lawyer, lawyers are very expensive. Isn't it? Anyone had that experience? Very expensive. They charge you by the minute. They charge you by the line if you send them an email. If you call them, you know, by the page. Anyone, a lawyer here? Sorry, I don't want to offend anybody. I just know that. You know, good lawyers or good doctors are very expensive, specialists. So, Krishna says, don't worry about all these complications. Just come and follow me. I'll take you. You say this, you do this, you follow me. Mame kam sharanam braja. Braja means go. Dinamandu Prabhu was giving a class in the Bhaktivedanta Manor. And he says, he gave a very nice interpretation to this word, braja. Go to braja. He was saying, just go to Krishna, go to Vrindavan, go to Mayapur. But how to do that? Another important verse, accept a guru. Tad vidhi pranipate paribrashne na sevaya. Look for a guru, ask him how to be a devotee and follow him, serve him, do what he says. So this is the point that Prabhupada, it's giving us today. Right? We should understand that somehow Krishna had arranged. I generally don't understand why. Maybe some people will object why I should give class since I'm so limited. But when I get the call from the Prabhu who coordinates the class, and I think, you know, why should I sit here? So many of you so advanced for so many years doing so much service, and here I am struggling. Here I am drowning. But I thought to my relief that sometimes, you know, you have this double A, you know, this double A, N-A, is it common? I don't know, maybe in India it's not common, but in the West, those people who are addicted to alcohol, right, something that revolutionized this addiction problem with alcohol, it's called double A, A-A. Alcoholic Anonymous. Okay? I heard that it's coming in India too. I know, I heard. It's true. I read something. And also NA, Narcotics Anonymous. People are addicted to drugs. They, like that. So some of us in this movement, I'm sure it doesn't apply to any of you. Maybe somebody who's listening through internet. Those of us who are still addicted to this material world, those of us who are still addicted to this material consciousness, can take some advice from these teachings. These teachings are like buoys. You know buoys? Floating devices? Yeah? Are floating there, so you're drowning. So one of the things that you do is you call for help. You raise your hand, you call for help. The next thing you do is you look for something that is floating. It's a wood, log wood, yeah? Or something, right? Or somebody that is there, not someone that's drowning, right? Someone who has more buoyancy capacity, floating capacity than you. Somebody that it's not drowning. Prabhupada says that in the Gita. He uses that analogy. The drowning man, right? He uses that comparison. So these are the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Learn how to float. Learn how to save yourself. Why? Because it's easy. Prahlad Maharaj says it's easy. Why is it easy? Because for the father, just like when I freak out, as commonly it is said, when my children get sick, right? Doesn't matter, right? My son is 21, and still he's a bigger than me, taller than me. And still, if he gets sick, I get really worried. So in the same way, when we get in trouble, Krishna gets worried, right? And he does something. If you are intelligent enough or humble enough to call for help, yeah? So you do the right thing, Krishna will do his part. But if you don't tell him or you don't admit it, then Krishna says, okay, well, there you go. What can we do? Good luck. Literally, good luck. So if you have good karma, you can survive, you can handle it, you can pass through that. So, we're coming to the end, so if you have any questions. Also, one point that I wanted to mention, and we finish with this, but if you have any comments or queries, you can put them forward. Krishna here is selling the idea. Krishna is selling the book. Krishna is Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan, Jagya. In charge. And he's telling us, if you buy this book, if you buy this idea, if you get this concept, apply this concept in your life, what is the benefit that Prabhupada mentions in the purport? What is the benefit? He even quotes a verse from the Gita. Nasta prayesa badresu nityam. So what is the benefit that you get if you take to devotional service? That you are saved. You are saved from the greatest danger. What is the greatest danger? That somebody finds out your password on Facebook, Gmail, or your bank account? Is that the greatest danger? Prabhupada said that you won't have to face the Jamadutas. I just heard this class this morning where one devotee was referring to that. So you don't have to face those people who will come and torture you, drag you to hell. Krishna, please give me another chance. This time I will try to make it right. That's the whole concept of Krishna consciousness. That's why we're here, because we have been given another chance. So Prabhupada concludes, let's not waste our chance. Human forms means a chance to be free from all these problems and be eternally engaged with Krishna in service. I think Mata, you had the hand. You had, yeah. Lady, she had the little hands first. You had some microphone.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Thank you so much for classic Sri Rakha Prabhu. When you were mentioning about karma, this is good karma, and we know that it's a little off topic of this class, but it's relevant. Not many people, like for example in Russia, many people in Russia, they learn astrology on their own, and they tell people, oh, you have Sadasati, you're gonna die. And then people say, oh, I have Saturn. And they don't know that Saturn is Shani Deva, and Saturn is actually a friend of, like, not a friend, but actually Saturn is a devotee. Right. So, and many people, they really like, or they have, you have Rahu, this, that, they don't know that Rahu is Varahadeva and everything. So, and many, like, Russian people, they kill themselves just because, I'm telling you, by astrology, they kill themselves so that, just because their astrologer, who has no idea what he's saying, yeah, he just told them.
Or she.
So, and they say, you got good karma, or you have bad karma, right? Yeah. But, for example, maybe devotees, when they look at the charts, they see you're very spiritual, right? They see that, like, you have very good potency to offer it in devotional service. So how to, like, how to tell people that, when the people tell you that, or, like, unqualified astrologer, when they tell you that you have good karma, it doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to die tomorrow.
Krishna is Devadeva. Arjuna refers to him as Devadeva in the 10th chapter when he's offering prayers. So Devadeva means he's above the astros, or the planets, as we call astrology. Astros means the planets. So astrology may play a part, and yeah, it's gratifying when the astrologer tells you, oh, you're going to be very healthy, and you're going to be very successful, and this and that, and your children, no, they're going to be okay, and oh, it's so gratifying, huh? Have you had that experience? I had it. Oh, it's so gratifying, and this is scary when they tell you, but you have to be careful, after 3.5 years, something wrong can come, and you start getting worried. He's getting his money, whatever it is. His dakshin or whatever. I don't want to be disrespectful. I'm sure that there are many qualified astrologers, and just like doctors. I mean, Prahlad Maharaj, is that he says, or Rishabhadev? Anyway, forgot that doctors cannot really save you. However, you go to the doctor. And it's gratifying when the doctor says, no, it's okay. It's just some mild thing. Just take this for 2-3 days and you'll be okay. And it's very terrifying when the doctor tells you, oh, this is terrible. You know, people die out of this. You know, you have to rush to a specialist and get this shot or whatever, buy this medicine, whatever. Yes, we have to go to the doctor, and we may have to go to astrologer or, you know. But not to the point that, I mean, this is the point. We cannot replace doctors or astrologers. We cannot replace the guru with any good astrologer or any good doctor or any person that will give us material direction or benefit, advice. These are material things. I'm not saying don't do it. Go to the, you know, I don't know, the bank person and ask him what's the best bank account or whatever, or how to do this or that. Or the doctor, what should I eat, what should I not? Oh, that's good. But essential for a devotee, because our interest is not to be healthy. Prabhupada was mentioning that it's simple for those who do not have karmic contaminations. For those who don't have karmic contaminations, for those who are simple. So it's simple, okay, if Krishna, you know, wants this to happen or allows this to happen, what can I do? It's my karma. The astrologer sometimes tells you, oh, your life is going to be, you know, I've gone through things that no astrologer told me. However, I went through things. And I think by karma calculation, astrological calculation, most probably I wouldn't be a devotee. You know, but by the help of the devotees that happens. So, the power of blessings, that's why we look for blessings. Right? When Nrisimhadev Pujari comes out and put the helmet, you know, and it represents the feet of the deities. We go and touch the feet of a Vaishnava, we take his remnants, the dust of his lotus feet, we chant the holy name. The blessings, the power of blessings. It's more important than medicine or astrology, I would say. But anyway, if you find a qualified astrologer, okay, good luck. Prabhuji, sorry. We have a few minutes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the nice class. I had something similar to what she was asking.
Yeah. Astrologer.
Well, she asked part of it. The other part I was wondering is there are certain people who have some psychological issues.
Uh-huh.
Possibly stemming from previous lives, some people say, or possibly from childhood, and they're badly scarred. They have some behavioral issues sometimes.
Yep.
And some people recommend that you must visit psychologists or psychiatrists. And some of them are unable to take the normal path of bhakti that most people, or even education, like they have difficulty in their school, they need special schools, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So, according to our Vedic Shastras, are there some recommended methods to deal with this without going to psychologists or psychiatrists?
Huh. Difficult one. I'm biased because I work as a psychologist too, as a counselor. But yeah. Let's put things in perspective. The only solution for our problems, material, subtle, gross, it's devotional service. If you're sick, right? How Prabhupada used to sign his letters? Huh? Ever well wisher, and he says, I hope this finds you in good health. Right? Because if you are sick, one couple of devotee friends are sick, they cannot come to temple, you know, this, that, you know, even chanting the rounds, it's difficult, you know, health, you know. So, yeah, in that sense, you know, we don't wish to be crippled and poor and, you know, demented and all these things. So sometimes for the purpose of performing devotional service, you may have to do certain things. Maybe go to the astrologer, to the psych, to the, yeah. I don't know in Shastra it says, but in principle, in fact, if I may take this opportunity 1 minute to do a commercial ad. We are not commercial, but we don't charge it. We're going to run a counseling course in the Mayapur Institute in October for 15 days with His Grace Atul Krishna Prabhu, where we deal with this. How much is it needed? What Prabhupada said, but basically addresses one point. Dadati pratigrinati guhyam akhyati prichati, revealing one's mind in confidence. Now, if you can reveal your mind to a devotee who has some training, or the leaders or gurus or teachers, and reveal your mind and see if it works. Sometimes gurus and sannyasis and preachers, they say, no, you go and take some advice from some mental health expert or professional. That might be there. Because as you rightly say, it might come from previous lives. So you need some. One time Mukunda Maharaj, I asked this question to Mukunda Maharaj many, many years back, 92. And he told me this, and I never forget that. If your computer breaks, even though in those days the computers weren't like a big thing like nowadays, 92. He came to South America, so I was traveling with him. He said, if a computer breaks or your car breaks, right? You go around looking for a mechanic that is born in the Vaishnava family, have second initiation and things like that. Just go and get, you know, somebody that you know it's good, or it's known that it's good. Go and get it fixed so you can do your seva. You can go to the temple. You can do your service. So sometimes the mind, we maybe see, or like the body, you know. I mean, we're lucky we have devotee doctors here. But if you are somewhere else that there's no devotee, he's like, you know, whatever he is, atheist, mayavadi, whatever he is, or she, just go and get help from him or her. Simple. But let's not confuse. The astrologer or the doctor or the psychologist is not superior to guru. That's one point. Let's not make things complicated. Let's not go the other way around. Srila Prabhupada ki Gandharat Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Nithai Gaur Pramanandi Hari Hari Hari.